Mike Smith said that you guys look the same on film as you did last year. I mean, what do you feel like some of the key differences are that have led to this record?
We'll have a lot of different players on the field this time, but our schemes have stayed pretty much the same. Obviously, our record isn't as good. We'll see on Sunday.
I mean, is that a fair thing to say that you guys look, you know, very similar to last year? I mean, especially with the record difference?
I can't intensity
and things like that?
I can't speak for Mike. I mean, I can't comment on somebody else's comments, but we have same schemes. We have same philosophy. There's different players, a lot of different players. Mekel Shore didn't play against them last year, neither did Joik Bell. A lot of different players, whole new secondary, all that different stuff. So, I mean, that's what it is.
I'm sorry, did you guys make a move with Jacob today? Or anybody else on IR?
We did. We didn't announce it. Signed Ron Bartel. Jacob Lacy had to go to IR. Now that he's IR, I don't mind saying he subluxed his kneecap. So it's not an ACL or surgery that way and stuff like that. But it is going to put him down for a little while, pop back in on the field. He was game to try, but couldn't run well enough. And he's battled through a lot of injuries this year. Had a concussion. He's had a foot. But he's a tough guy, and he'll bounce back from this.
Can you talk about Bartelli, Detroit guy? I mean, bringing him in, obviously.
Yeah, that really had nothing to do with it. But, there's a unique angle. Played at Renaissance High School. When I was with the Titans, I actually went to Howard and worked him out. And we recalled that. But he's a big corner. He's got experience. He's in good shape. He's been playing recently. That was our evaluation. He worked out well for us. So, to bring a guy in and have to get him up to speed quickly, particularly being a veteran player like him. He's played in a couple of different systems at St. Louis and in a different system at Oakland, so that worked in his favor.
Did you guys bring him in here as a free agent a couple of years ago?
We discussed him. I can't recall if we ever tripped him or not, but all those guys are always part of our discussion, but he was part of our discussion.
Jim, can you talk about the appreciation you might have for a guy like Tony Gonzalez, who's done it so long and so well, and not just the physical aspect, but the mental aspect to produce at such a high level?
Yeah, he made a catch last week for a touchdown that was vintage. And, you know, I mean, I dare somebody. How old is he?
36.
Looked like he was 26. You've seen that guy in the NFL for such a long time, and the consistency, like you said, that he's played with. Those guys that are competitors that play like they have something to prove every single week, they're special. We've talked about Calvin Johnson being that way. I've never been around Tony Gonzalez. Gunter Cunningham is, and speaks very, very highly of him from a character standpoint, from a professional standpoint. It shows on the field. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's like Calvin, if he's the guy that's diving for balls in practice and compete. You don't last that long on talent. You don't last that long on character and professionalism. You need to have a combination of both, and obviously he does.
If he gets 120 yards, he'll have three guys with 1,000 yards this season. I think it's only been done five times before that. How difficult is a team to scheme against when they have three weapons like that?
Well, that was their whole objective when they moved up to take Julio Jones. Now, last year that didn't work out as well for him. It's Julio Jones. He was injured when we played against him, and he battled through some rookie inconsistencies and some injuries. But he's proven that he was worth going up for. The touchdowns, 9 touchdowns and explosive plays. But he's taking the pressure off of Roddy White outside. But when you put attention to those guys outside, there is openings in the middle. And that's what a good tight end can do, and also complements the back also. You know, let's not forget Michael Turner. Michael Turner carried that offense for a long time, and running is still the run game is still a big part of their offense.
Coach, what can you learn about a player when he's playing and preparing for games that don't have playoff indications?
I don't know. I think every game. Every people are evaluated every single day and just about everything they do. We talk about training camp. It's not just what they do on the field. It's how they are in the meetings and their ability to grasp stuff. I've heard it said that football doesn't build character, reveals character. I think you could say that would be the case.
You think Matt Ryan's MVP?
Oh, I don't know. Worry about our own team. He's having a good season. He's led them to a 12-2 record. You know, and they had a great game last week, 134-0 over a team that was battling for the playoffs. But before that, he led them to a lot of close victories. You know, they had the week before they had lost to Carolina. They came back and bounced back with a exclamation point against a good New York Giants team. So quarterbacks, I think, are judging on wins. He's got 12 wins.
What about Pettigrew and Fairley, by the way? Any
update on them? No update. You know, both of those guys are working to rehab, and if we can get them back, well, we will, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Jim, to what extent do you think that guys maybe have something to prove after just the losing streak and the way things went last week?
You have something to prove every week, regardless of winning streak, losing streak, what happened the previous week. This is a week-to-week business. The people that keep their eyes on that are consistent from week to week, are the people that that are successful in this league. We talked about Tony Gonzalez. You know, even the Atlanta Falcons, you know, like I said, they were down 23-0, ended up losing 30-20 to Carolina. I'm sure that wasn't the way that they wanted things to go. They were, you know, they were best record in the NFC at that time. They came back and they bounced back. That's what this league's all about. Thank you. Sure.